Our enrollment numbers are very strong for this upcoming school year. We opened to full capacity. Last year during COVID, we were running at about 50% capacity, and we opened up for full capacity this year, and we filled up, and we had wait lists on most of our programs.
Wow. Are there any programs in particular that you're seeing more popular this year?
You know, one of the programs that we offer here that's unique is our culinary arts program. And for the last couple of years, it's been not as ascribed to. We've had, not capacity in the class. This year, capacity. I don't know what happened. Everybody wants to get back into culinary arts. So we got a full house.
Do you have any kind of new or newish programs this year that you're excited about?
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact. We have a new program that we just started. It's called Building Maintenance and Construction. And it is a program that runs for 12 weeks, and it is a little bit of everything you need to know about the construction trades. And it's really designed for folks that want to get into construction, like on a site, somebody that wants to be available to do handyman work or help in buildings that have maintenance issues, be a facilities maintenance person. We developed that because there's a need for folks to repair buildings. We've been building buildings in this state for a long time, new schools, new hospitals, new long-term care facilities. And now they're starting to age and they need some maintenance. And so we're trying to meet that need. And a person can come and take one or two of the classes, or they can take all of them. It's just depends on where they're at. And so, an owner of a construction company can say, I need this crew member to take this, this, and that course. And I need this crew member to take that, that, and that course. And so we're trying to be flexible in this training and give people the skills that they need to help out in building maintenance and construction.
To that end, we're kind of in a strange situation right now, workforce-wise and economy-wise, in large part because of the pandemic. How do you see AvTech kind of helping meet the needs of today's economy, particularly, you know, in this part of the state?
Well, right now, my plan moving forward is to do as much as I can to develop partnerships regionally or locally to offer training in the building maintenance and construction to start with, and sharing facilities. I call it my hub and spoke model, where or have training will travel. And right now in construction, we have a partnership with the Bristol Bay Native Corporation. They received a grant, and they wanted some of the construction and building construction and maintenance training in their region. They're providing the facilities, they're ordering the supplies, and we're providing the instructional staff. And so when COVID allows, we will send one of our construction trades instructors out to their communities and teach the local workforce. I think that's going to be a good model, because an individual may or may not have the ability to lead their community, lead their families, to come to AvTech and train. And so to take the training out to them, I think is going to be a good solution, particularly for those folks that want to reskill into a new trade or want to upskill.
And then the last thing I would ask is, do you think this last year and a half, has changed the way that people think about kind of continuing education and about the opportunities available to them in a way that maybe AvTech could play into kind of going forward?
Absolutely. I think that the shift from college for all to college for those that want it can benefit, and it's in their plan for their future life, to what is it that you need and want to do. If you want to work with your hands, if you like fixing engines, if you like cooking, if you're into computers, then this is a great option for you. And we have a really strong relationship with the university, particularly in our information technology and our business office technologies. Our students at AvTech can articulate what they learn at Avtech into associate degree programs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And so they can start here, go to work, and then take those that learning and articulate it into credits into an associate of applied science in business management or in information technology. So I think that what we're seeing, one of the things is the economic fallout of the pandemic is creating opportunities for us to look at each other and say, how can we work together better? Because our budgets are being reduced or constrained. And so how can we work better together? And I think it's a good opportunity for us to look at educational pathways development from high school into Avtech or the university, where students and Alaskan students can start in one place and just move through as their life plans unfold, and removing those barriers for them to continue to get education if that's what they want or go to work.